is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Just one second. One more. Okay, I got it. I got the bliss on. boy. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? We're broadcasting live twice daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. It's a link to all your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. So if you would like to contact him or her after the broadcast or even during the broadcast, you may. Just click on usaprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. And today, our class is focused on how to protect you and your family from the threats around you, climate change, and man, oh man, what we're experiencing as farmers and ranchers and in the Midwest and the West, it's just unbelievable. With me today is Stan Deo. Welcome, Stan Deo.
Thank you, Vince. Vincent, it's good to be on. Sorry to be on in such terrible times to talk about, you know, what's hitting everybody, but we've got to do it.
Well, I absolutely agree. I think that what we're going to be talking about is a little bit disturbing, but no change from what we've been talking about. The climate change is disturbing. I believe it is absolutely here. And, you know, just as an example, Stan, let me tell you about our roof. Now, I live in the middle of nowhere, and our farmhouse is surrounded by woods. And, you know, there's a clearing around. But, you know, the sun can access the house and the farmhouse. And the roof is made of composition shingles. It's the color of oak bark. It's not black. And the roof temperature a few days ago, I measured it with a non-contact thermometer at 173 degrees. And what's happening, Stan, is the sun is so hot, the rays of the sun are so hot that it is curling the shingles upward like arches. And when the sun is off the roof cools down a little bit, and the shingles flatten out. And I am hearing from our instructors that insurance companies are now getting reports for claims for roof damage from the sun. Now, I have never heard of anything like that. Have you?
No, but I think we're going to hear more of it. And you might well think that maybe black tar roads, you know, a lot of the country roads and stuff aren't like concrete. They're like tar or asphalt.
Right.
Those will start to get so hot if this continues that it's going to be picked up on your treads of your tires and it's going to tear up the road. Plus, it's going to put junk inside your car and, you know, into the wheel wells or your tractor. And you'll slip slide off the road in some cases. You've got heavy equipment going. So, you know, the temperature this year, the average temperature across the whole, you know, contiguous United States is up by 3.3 degrees Fahrenheit, which is close to 2 degrees centigrade. And if you look at historical records across the planet, a 2 degrees Celsius climate change, not just weather, but climate change, can either throw you into an ice age or into, you know, a terrible heat wave. The last time we had an ice age, it was a drop by 2 degrees. Now we're up by 2 degrees centigrade. So something serious is afoot, and it's not over yet.
Well, we're hearing reports that heavy airplanes are sinking in the runways, you know, that unless they're or when they're parking them on the pavement.
Really? Where yeah, hear that? What state is that happening in?
In the Midwest, because of the heat of the the heat on the tar. You know, roads are softer now. I mean, they are actually they're actually getting ridges in them or depressions in them from the vehicles driving on them.
Yeah,
the roads
some of the concrete ones are buckling.
Well, did you see that the video of the car? I don't know what state it was in, but the concrete road buckled, and it created a ramp. You know, a large section of concrete just lifted up on just one end, the far end, as the driver was approaching on a major highway, and it launched the car in the air. It was kind of like coming down a slide, you know, a children's slide, and then going airborne for just a couple seconds.
So and, he was playing Evel Knievel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this driver had no idea. I don't know if he was on his cell phone or being distracted somehow or what he was doing. But, you know, as you approach it, you probably can't see that the road is raising up, you know, a concrete right. road. And so it went. The car went airborne, came down, and turned to the left, went across the median, across two lanes of traffic on the other side of the divided highway, and, you know, spun around and came to a stop. It looked like nobody was hurt unless this driver had a heart attack, but it was a pretty scary thing, seriously.
He
wasn't expecting it. I don't know. So
when it gets that hot now, think about this, too. You can just have, you know, spare tires in the back of your truck that you drive around in. If you got them up to standard pressure, you know, for normal temperature, and it gets that hot in the back of your truck, especially if you've got some of that black stuff that you spray in to make it so that it holds stuff in place, it could cause that tire to blow up so much it explode, you know, and perhaps even on the rim itself. When you're driving down like that, it may cause blowouts in tires that are already kind of marginal as far as, you know, thinness. So that's another health hazard to worry about.
Well, Stan, we have a very good friend. His name is Dr. Howard Shane, and he came to the meetup last Friday night. And after the meetup, you know, we have this meetup with our class and listeners in Springfield, Missouri. So we take over a restaurant, and we talk about, you know, survival issues like climate change, and we talk about the economy, and we talk about what to do about it and canning, all kinds of, like the things we talk about on this broadcast. Anyway, he said, hey, come on out. I want to show you my truck. So he has this old truck that he wanted to have as a farm truck that would be EMP proof. And, you know, has the old, it's semi-EMP proof. It's got a carburetor and so forth, but it's an old Chevy. And he said, look at this tire. Now, this tire was bolted into the back of the pickup truck bed. It's a, you know, an 8-foot bed. And the tire exploded. It literally had exploded. And it was a new tire. So it was sitting in the sun, and it did exactly what you said. There were
shreds. Did he have like a black, you know, black? I forget what they call it. That stuff you spray on to the bed of your truck to make it grip stuff better. Did it have that in his truck?
No.
Did you see?
No, he didn't have that. But this tire was, you know, a relatively new tire, unused.
Wow.
So
wow.
It wasn't like it was a, you know, a retread. It wasn't like it was a ball tire. It wasn't like it was, you know, sun rotted. It was a new tire for all intents and purposes. But it literally exploded, and you could see the treads, and you could see the parts of the tread that were missing. You could see the steel belts. It literally exploded.
So it exploded through the tread, not through the sidewall.
Well, part of the sidewall and probably an 18-inch section of the tread.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it exploded upward. So and you know, when I was in Virginia, there was a farmer who had hired some help, and one of the guys, one of the farmhands, was changing a tire and was mounting the tire and overinflated the tire in the farm shop. You know, on a flat surface, he was inflating the tire, and that tire exploded. And the force of the explosion, I believe, killed the man. So
wow.
This is a big explosion. When this happens, when that, you know, that rubber explodes outward, if it hits you in the chest, it can kill you. This is not just, you know, a balloon popping with no ramifications. This is serious stuff.
It's like an air
bomb. That's what
happened. Isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Howard Shane was telling me that it made a loud bang. Boom.
Was he driving at the time?
I don't know that. But I will ask
tell you
him.
If you were, if he was driving at the time, it'd be change your shorts time, wouldn't it? Goodness.
Absolutely. Because, you know, would you think that you'd been shot at? Would you think that there was, you know, a major event in your area? I mean, you wouldn't know initially if it's a, but,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure the whole truck rattled, whether he was in it or not. I'm sure it rattled because, just looking at this, at the tire.
Well.
So, you know, what we're talking about, simple things. can have serious ramifications. So, you know, we need to make sure that our tires are at the right inflation pressure. And I don't think that when the tire manufacturers were rating these tires for the pressures that they wanted us to use, I don't think they were taking into account the temperatures of the road.
No, I'd say not, especially in this kind of climate we're looking at. Maybe it'd be advisable for people to drop the PSI recommended down 2 or 3 PSI at least,
yeah,
to underinflate them off optimum, just if they're going to be driving over hot roads and stuff.
Well, Stan, I have this, you know, this non-contact thermometer, and right outside our garage, we have this concrete pad, and it's 4,000 PSI. So, it, you know, the higher the PSI, the generally the white of the concrete. So standard concrete might be 2,500 PSI. This is 4,000, so it's brighter white, and it's stronger. And I measured the temperature of our concrete pad at 121 degrees. Now, that's white.
Now, not black.
Black. It's black. Now, I measured the temperature. We have a black car. It's an antique car, an old Porsche 928. And we have a couple of them. And I don't know, maybe I'm just going to punish myself, you know, keep these things running. But we have one black one and one white one. And I measured the temperature of the roof of the black one parked right next to the white one. And 161 degrees on the black one and 121 degrees on the white one.
Hey, you could cook eggs on that other one, the black one.
Well, and that's another point. When you buy a car class, I would think that you might want to avoid black or dark-colored cars in the future. Seriously?
Yes, yes. Have you measured the road temperature out in front of your ranch there?
Well, it's a dirt road, so it's kind of a reddish clay with flint rocks that are all pointed upward.
so good on the tires.
That's another thing. And I'm concerned about the dust and the radiation that's falling. I got a report that yesterday that the rainwater here in Missouri is measured at 61 times normal radiation in rainwater. Boy, oh boy. And, you know, we haven't even started to talk about what Stan and I wanted to talk about. Stan Deo, I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAForParis.com. We're going to talk about climate change and what you need to know right now so you can think about your survival. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.0970. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.50.05, $8.25.03 for a half ounce, or $4.12.51 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.50.05, $8.25.03, and $4.12.51.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And we're talking about rapid climate change, the seriousness of the climate change. Stan, California, reports are saying that the power consumption is up. I know that I measure my power consumption all the time. Literally, I have a power consumption meter that I keep with me in the studio. And I can watch power consumption, and our power consumption has been 2x, twice what it typically is. And I know that a transformer caught on fire right here in Missouri, right near us. As a matter of fact, it took out our power and the surrounding users' power. What happened was a transformer on a power pole overheated, and it caught on fire on the power pole. And it took out power and it shut down the substation. So, California, let's talk about that. What's your intel telling you about what's happening with California and their power grid?
Well, now, they have an exceptional type problem at the moment in that they're going to be shutting off a 2.1 megawatt generator at San Onofre's nuclear power plant. And it's going to be offline for at least till the end of the summer. Why? Because they had a small radiation leak. In addition to that, the Southern California plate, which kind of borders Mexico, California, Nevada, has just experienced a 30 earthquake sequence, even though they say these things are rare. But there have been 30 earthquakes in a clustered sequence. And that I've known from watching that area of California and northern Mexico and Nevada that there are a lot of aftershocks when you get a major quake in that area, showing that the plate is thin and fragile in that area. Now, coupled with the increased demand for power in California due to the heating, which we're all experiencing, the loss of that plant, that 2.1 megawatt nuclear plant, is going to put a heavy drain on the grid. Now, if people are doing like you're doing, or even half what you're doing, increasing their air conditioning loads and things of that nature, fans, this may push the grid to the max, overheat it, or draw too much, and they might have to shut the grid down. If they don't catch it in time, it could cause a cascading failure all through the Northwest on the western side of the Rockies. So these are things that they are faced with, which have extenuating circumstances, granted, but with the earthquake mix thrown in, they could see some really bad times if it starts to increase and hit power lines, bring them down, and that includes those pole transformers you're talking about. All that could really speak ill for the future for California during this summer. With this being like the hottest summer on record since we've been keeping records in 1895 in this country, this is not a time to be cutting back power for whatever reason. However, if you've got radiation leaks, you got to choose your losses and say, well, we'll do without power rather than glow in the dark. California, I don't think I'd want to live there right now.
Well, I can tell you that the reason that the power consumption is up here in our house is because of air conditioning. It's not that we are wasting power. We don't even heat our hot water with electricity or gas. We use an outdoor wood furnace to heat our hot water. We don't waste water. We have these high-efficiency shower heads, compact fluorescent lighting everywhere. We don't use incandescent bulbs except in a few locations, like a bathroom that has a lot of on-off cycles, with the power switch, because the compact fluorescents can't take that cycling. But other than that, we are very, very efficient in how we use power, and our consumption is up twice. I talked to Frank Underhill, and he's one of our instructors who lives in Nevada, and he went away for about a week, and he shut his air conditioning off, and he said when he came home, the inside temperature of his house was 118 degrees. So
hold on one second. Yeah.
Sure. So what Frank Underhill was telling us is the temperature inside his house was 118 degrees. The next thing he said was that 6 hours without power in that part of the country, in Nevada, and society would come apart from the heat, because you absolutely, positively require air conditioning in the desert. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Stan Dale is with me. We're talking about this rapid climate change. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about New Zealand and maybe some volcano problems that they're having. We'll be right back. Stan Dale is with me.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Stan Deo's with me. Standeo.com, S-T-A-N-D-E-Y-O.com. And Stan's been on Coast to Coast AM many times, and he always has great insight into what's happening worldwide. And his wife, Holly Deo, has written a great, great publication, and I think you ought to consider it. It's called Dare to Prepare. It's a manual on preparation, lots and lots of images, pictures, and so forth, so that not only will you read what to do, you can see what to do. It's about the size of a phone book, a thick phone book. I have one in the studio, and I think it's great information, and I suggest that you consider reading a copy if you can, buying a copy. And Stan, what's the best way to get a copy of that book?
Well, the quickest way is to go onto the website at standeo.com that you just mentioned and just scroll down, just a half a page, and you'll see a picture of the books and DVDs that we have. Mm-hmm. And right on the top row, third book in, is Dare to Prepare, with a a picture of a card table, like you're gambling with chips, and disasters are the cards, and there's a timepiece, a sand timepiece there, an hourglass showing that time has run out. You better get prepared. So you can click on that, and it will give you a rundown of what's in the book chapter by chapter, and then how you can order it. Now, you can also order by phone if you want to ring us during business hours during the week, between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time at 719-547-9100. That's 719-547-9100. And I thank you for that, but I also wanted to go back to what you said just before the break about you using those CFL lights, you know, those fluorescent lights you screw in. There's a health hazard with that. Are you aware of that?
You're talking about the color of the light and brain damage?
No, talking about the ultraviolet light being emitted in both the C and the A bands of ultraviolet. It damages the skin. And if people have actually been out and put some sunblock on and then came in a house and turned on these things, it's even more dangerous to you because the titanium dioxide that's in the sunblock lets your skin become more susceptible to the UV damage from these bulbs. And also, getting rid of the bulbs is an environmental nightmare because of the mercury in them. So
you're absolutely correct about that.
Oh, absolutely. No question. Yeah, so what we're looking at now is spending the money to get LED replacement bulbs. They're not as bright, but they are safer, and they last like 100,000 hours, so they're good.
Well, that's Stan, I've done an experiment. I bought our kitchen has 11 can lights. Sometimes they're called recess lights. And I thought, okay, I can get 12-volt models. I can get 110-volt models. And so I talked to one of our engineers, an instructor in California, and he said, well, the circuitry will reduce the voltage. So instead of using 12 volts in your kitchen for these ceiling lights, just go for the 110-volt model. So I ordered them, and I bought them on eBay, and they were shipped directly from Hong Kong, and they are 50,000-hour lights. I thought, holy smokes. I mean, if they last, you know, 10% of that, I'm happy. Well, six of them lasted one day.
Yes, we found a similar type thing in our garage where we put them. They burned out quick.
I mean, very, very quickly. So what we're now doing is, you know, we're thinking that we're saving money, and these things are about $4 a piece. You know, if you buy them very inexpensively and you buy 10 at a time, they're about $4 a piece, a little over $4. But they don't last worth a darn. So, you know, I unscrewed every one of the compact fluorescent lights in the kitchen and put all these LEDs in. I thought, well, you know, it's kind of dim. They're supposed to be the equivalent of a 13-watt compact fluorescent. They're not. These are 9-watt LEDs. And, you know, in theory, boy, it really sounds great. I mean, they should last forever, almost literally almost forever. But they lasted about a day. And I'm not exaggerating. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you on the end of your power grid, power distribution line, or is your house toward the end of the loop?
No. I don't think we are. And I've measured our voltage at 125 to 127 volts continuously. I mean, it's never, we are never a low voltage. We're at the high end of the range, you know, 125 to 127 volts all the time. So our electric motors start really well. Yeah.
Yes, you know, for I'm sure they would, but I wonder if that excessive voltage is above the voltage for the LEDs.
Well, these darn things are rated at, they say you can use them anywhere between 110 and 230 volts.
Oh, wow.
And I've never seen. Yeah, you know, I thought, okay, well, I was very concerned about that initially because I thought, you know, we're at the high end of the voltage for a typical AC power in a house, house receptacles and so forth. But that was my concern. But no, they say between, you know, up to 130 volts for these. But I thought we were well within the limits. But, you know, these things get very hot. These LED lights, when they're upside down, they've got ventilation in them to keep them cool. It's the electronics, I believe, that gets hot. And they really get hot. I mean, literally so hot that you can't handle one once they've been powered on for 10 minutes. You know, we're thinking LED flashlights that they're going to run really cool. I think what's happening is they are overdriving. They're supplying too much current to the LED itself. and that's what's cooking them.
Well, it might be. Now, did they go out when they you said they didn't last very long. Did they go out same day or separated?
Oh, yeah.
They all failed.
Well, 6 of the 10, yes, failed.
On the same day?
Yeah. Yeah, on the same day. I mean,
do you think
that could have
been a voltage spike, maybe?
Well, no, I don't think so, because everything else worked fine. Our house has, we have 3 layers deep of attenuation for surges. We have a whole house 220 surge protection. Then we have sub-panels that run all over the house, and each one of the sub-panels has, you know, surge protection on it. So there's at least 2 layers of surge protection that had that would have to have been gone through in order to take out these lights.
I'm wondering if that heat buildup you're talking about, because those are recessed in the ceiling, would be more pronounced, have a more pronounced effect on the circuitry than if they were lights in lamps on the floor where the heat radiated up away from it rather than building up in that cavity.
Well, that's one of the things that I'm going to experiment with. I've got a couple of them left, and I'm going to experiment with upside down and, you know, aiming up and aiming down. These things are like, you know, they're 3 LEDs in this light, and they're like flashlight LED bulbs. And, you know, there's a 55-degree angle of light coming out of them, whereas a, you know, compact fluorescent or an incandescent bulb has, you know, 360 degrees of light, a light pattern. So, you know, you have to get used to these things, and the color is different. It's more of a blue color, and I guess maybe that's closer to natural light, but it's kind of eerie. Makes your stainless steel sink look kind of funny. I kind of like the warmer white.
You know, it reminded me when I was standing in that kind of light from those, like the light you see during an eclipse, you know, how it's kind of spooky feeling light.
Yeah, that's what it was like. It kind of made, you know, I don't think I'd want to invite people over to the house with those, with the LED lights, because it's kind of spooky. It's not a warm, inviting feeling. It really isn't. It's kind of like something that maybe a government committee would say, yeah, let's that's a great one, you know? It's like that government green that they painted on the inside of buildings back in the 60s and 70s. You know,
oh,
who would
yes.
ever pick that color?
Yuck.
Well, Let's talk about New Zealand. That's pretty spooky, too.
Well, yeah, in the opening of the show, they were talking about the latest developments where the New Zealand Navy found off the west coast of Auckland a 10,000-square-mile floating raft of pumice from an underwater volcano they didn't even know was there, and it's pushing it up right now up to the surface. Now, when you couple that with the Tongariro eruption, which that erupted a few days ago, it's now about to erupt again. And the scientists aren't even, you know, sure whether it'll be a major eruption or whether it'll just be a lava pour that comes out of a crevice. But they do know that the traditional signs of an imminent eruption or magma push-through are there, and that is that sulfur dioxide gas is leaking through the ground, which means magma is within a mile or even closer to the surface, and it's about to exit. Over 2,100 tons of sulfur dioxide gas have been emitted in the last week from its just recent eruption, and it's putting fine yellow powder mist over everything, which is sulfur. So this is a real problem down there, because Tongariro, which is on the North Island, down toward the southern part of the middle of the island where Lake Taupo is, and the White Island volcano, which is north of there along a range of volcanoes, both of them have started to become active in the last 3 weeks. Now, they call it the New Zealand Zipper between the White Island volcano, which is out in the bay, just north of the Lake Taupo, and the Tongariro, which is at the bottom of Lake Taupo. That forms between there a line, the zipper, which can unzip the top island if all those things start to become active. Now, Lake Taupo, right next to where this one is about to erupt again, this Tongariro, the last time it really erupted, that caldera blew so much dust and debris and ash into the air down in New Zealand in the southern hemisphere that the Chinese astronomers recorded 2 days of darkness up there in the northern hemisphere. And that was in 87 AD. And there's no real accurate history record of when it's supposed to erupt again. But with Lake Taupo, the problem is, it's got a huge lake sitting on top of a magma pool underneath it. And if something cracks the lake bottom, like Tongariro earthquakes that have been attending it, etc., it will dump fresh water down, or seawater, inland seawater, down onto a pool of magma that will cause a steam eruption, which will be absolutely catastrophic. It'll take out half the island if that happens. So it's not a normal kind of eruption if Lake Taupo gets breached. They've been, the GNS service, which is like our USGS down there, have been monitoring temperatures. They even sent a submarine down to explore the temperature ranges and the vents that are leaking under Lake Taupo. And this has been over the last 20 years they've been doing this, or the last 15 years, I guess. But they are concerned with this. And since it can affect the whole planet, we should be concerned because it might make a nuclear winter.
I think I heard you right there, Standeo. I believe you said nuclear winter. Let's talk about that when we come back. Standeo's with me, and I've got some questions about this sulfur, because I remember experimenting with sulfur when I was in elementary school. Dangerous stuff.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, there's a gun show this weekend right here in Springfield, Missouri, Saturday and Sunday at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. I'm going to be there. So if you're in town and you'd like to say hello, I will be at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds at the gun show this Saturday. And if you need help selecting a firearm or ammunition, I'll be glad to help. And so will some of our other USAPrepares.com instructors. Stan Deo was talking about sulfur. And Stan, when I was in elementary school, had a chemistry set, and I experimented with burning sulfur. And I'll tell you what, that would give you respiratory distress instantly. And is that what we're talking about coming out of this volcano?
Yes. Also, sulfur dioxide gas mixes with water in the air to produce sulfuric acid rain, which will eat through a lot of things when it falls on you. So people that suffer from asthma, for instance, even if there's no sulfuric acid rain, it will affect their asthma condition severely. That goes without saying. But the sulfur dioxide is when that presents out of a volcanic area, it is a serious warning that the magma is really close to the surface. I mean, sulfur dioxide gas, it forms a liquid almost under pressure down deep in the Earth's mantle. And when it starts to move up toward the surface and eventually into the air, it will expand over 670 times its volume. And so it only gets there when the magma is close to the surface. Now, carbon dioxide will come up before that, long before the magma is close to the surface. And like Yellowstone produces 45,000 tons of CO2 gas from its volcanic activity underneath the surface, or its magma activity, it produces 45,000 tons of carbon dioxide a day into the air. And that's why you frequently hear of herds of buffalo dying, birds dropping out of the sky there, and that kind of stuff. But sulfur dioxide, when that happens, it is not only harmful to the lungs, it is telling you, get out of Dodge, get away from the source.
Absolutely. Stan, you mentioned something that sent chills down my spine. You said nuclear winter.
Yes. Nuclear winter is a term they use generally for anything that causes debris, dust, to blanket the globe and shield the sunlight from the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. During a nuclear war, they say that the dust thrown up into the upper atmosphere would circulate for so long that it might make 1 or 2 years of crop growing impossible because of the lack of light, you know, on a large scale anyway.
Right.
So when these volcanoes do that, that's like a nuclear winter. It makes very hard to grow food, and you know, certainly right now we have other things that from the sun that are causing it to kill our crops and flood areas where it shouldn't. People don't realize we're fixing to have a huge increase in food prices from meat to corn, soybean. Everything is being hit by what is happening with the sun at the moment.
Stan, I tomorrow I'm going to this gun show, and right after the gun show, I'm going to buy a backhoe. And not because I think it's the neatest toy to have. I'm talking about a big backhoe, something that will take a gooseneck trailer with eight wheels to get it to the farm. I mean, this is a huge backhoe. And that's because the climate has changed so much here that if I don't have a backhoe, I will be out of business. It's not like it's something I'm, you know, I want to buy. It's something that I absolutely, positively have to buy to stay as a cattle farmer. I will not be able to stay in business without one.
Why is that? What will you use it for?
Well, I need to start digging up these springs that have disappeared on our farm to see if I can get them to start up again so we can have water for our cows. I need to dig the ponds that we have. There are about six ponds on the farm. And I think the largest is about 3/4 acre. But I need to dig them out so that they are deeper so that if we ever do get rain, I'll have more water and I'll be able to store more water for the cows. Because right now, every farmer I know is using well water to water their cows, unless they're hauling it in from rivers with tanker trailers. Serious stuff, Stan. Stan Stahel, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your wealth of information. I'm Vin Finelli on a kind of a somber note. We're in trouble, class. Serious trouble. Food prices are going to escalate, and you're going to see it. And we farmers are in trouble. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. Now, when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.